broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Good morning. Ooh, the volume was a little bit rough. That's okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in tonight on a Monday night. And if you guys have been here with me the last couple of weeks, I just want to welcome you back again. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to spend it with me and my guests. And if you are new to the Jacqueline Nicole Show, I always like to share a little bit of my heart on how this got started. But the heart behind this show is primarily an invitation for women, and you can be a believer or a non-believer, but I really like to invite women of all ages into a conversation, and that conversation is about how to be the woman of God that we were created to be, how to be the best me. And one of my favorite things that I talk about is to be in the best shape of your life. It's not just physical, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physical. And with that being said, you know, when our thoughts and our mind is running a thousand different ways and we're thinking of, you know, fears or anxiety, then it's going to make our soul unhealthy. And if we are... you know, let's say our heart is sad or our soul is unhealthy, then it's going to make our physical body unhealthy. So I always like to, in all my teachings and when I bring on the guests on the show, like to do mind, body, spirit, and soul and really connect all of it. And the importance of each of it is really going to help us tap into who God created us to be. So that's kind of in a nutshell, just the heart of the show. And I'm really excited for tonight because I'm doing a different kind of show. And my guest that I have is so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. She has a very tender heart to God. And one of my favorite things about her when I met her is just her warm heart. She's so encouraging and right. She doesn't even need to know who you are, but she'll just speak words of encouragement over you. She'll bless you. And she's just, her presence is so, just carries the joy of the Lord with her. And so every time you're around her, you just feel like it's warm, sunny skies out with a nice cool breeze. She's just one of those sunny people, and it's so fun to have her in the studio. And before I get into what we're going to talk about today, I would love to introduce my friend Laura Groth.
Hi. What an introduction. Holy cow. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Well, okay, about me. I am a wife, a mom. I have four little girls. They are between the ages of 4 and 9. I live in Gilbert. My husband's a police officer. I love Jesus a lot. What else do you want to know? I don't know. I bake part-time, very, very, very part-time, mostly seasonally.
Very delicious.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what else you want to know about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit about you. I know tonight we are doing something a little bit different. And so typically with my previous guests on the show, I would have kind of like topic questions that pertains to them that I would like to ask them or something that they would want to talk about. And so what was special on my heart for tonight's show is with the guests that we've had previously, I know a lot of them, you know, will say, well, I heard from God, or God said this to me, or, you know, a lot of people, even if you didn't hear the show prior, but a lot of people will talk about, you know, how they heard something from the Lord or how God put something in their heart. And, you know, when I teach junior high and high school, sometimes I hear kids come up to me and they'll say, like, well, how do you know that you're hearing from God if it's not an audible voice? Like, how do you know that when you're praying, he hears you? And how do I know I'm hearing from God and it's just not my own thoughts in my head or You know, it's me just making things up. And so what I wanted to do tonight, because Laura is so, she's so relaxed but strong with the Holy Spirit. So she, you know, when she talks about God and when she explains how to hear from the Holy Spirit, it's a very, I want to say like street terms. It's like nothing like really like fancy or over your head, so anyone can understand. And I think that's what I love so much about it, is it just makes you feel so comfortable. And not only that, but I love how you explain your relationship with the Holy Spirit, because I think it's important, whether you are a believer in Jesus Christ or not. You know, I invite all women of any background to join us as in the conversation.
Yeah.
So that way, I like to paint a picture for them with the words over the air on, you know, how to have a relationship with the Lord and what it looks like when you're a woman in this modern society who follows after God's heart. And, you know, what does it look like at different ages or different stages in her life? And how can women use, you know, those tools and resources or whatever we're talking about to better themselves or to better their lives or to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this show, we're not going to do any kind of topic questions. We're really just going to have a conversation about the topic of you know, being a woman after God's own heart, how we hear him, how we hear him in prayer. How do we hear him, you know, when he puts an unction in our heart? And so before we do that, I always like to kind of give an opportunity for the guests on my show to share a little bit of your testimony, like why you decided that Jesus was going to be your Lord and Savior, like what made you come to the realization that you wanted him in your life.
Okay, well, I do not have a incredibly compelling testimony like some people, but my testimony is incredibly dear to my heart because it's my own story that God has written for me. I was raised in church. I have loved God, oh my goodness, for as long as I can remember. I was baptized when I was 11 or 12. And I served God my entire life. I mean, my whole life, I loved him. I've had a relationship with Holy Spirit since I was 17, 18 years old, senior in high school. And let's see, but the real testimony comes in when I decided to actually give every area of my life to God, not just, you know, the parts that I wanted him to have. I was pretty insecure for a lot of my life, you know, and it was one day I went to a worship conference in a different city. I am not a singer, so I just love their music. And my friend had gone to their conference previously, and I said, okay, you know, what should I, like, do you have any advice? I was looking for, like, maybe hotels to stay at or restaurants to go do, something like that. And she was like, just give it your all. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe she didn't understand the question. Okay, like, and so I kind of, like, you know, pushed it out of my mind. Like, but we were at, so my friend and I were at the worship conference, and we were worshiping, and they're a pretty well-known band, and I mean, I was just loving it, you know, just loving it, and hands are raised and all that, and I was like, what did my friend say again? Like, that's, like, it was, like, imperative that I remembered what she said at that moment. Like, that was Holy Spirit bringing it up in me, and it would, like, what'd she say? Give it your all? Like, oh, okay. All right, let's try that out. Like, I guess I've never really done that before when I've been worshiping. And so I just sat there and I poured out my heart to God. Just, God, I have no idea what you would want me for. Like, I am just a little housewife from Gilbert, Arizona. I'm pretty chubby. I'm pretty controlling. You know, just listed all my faults for him. And he just said, I don't care, I just love you. Like, aww. And so, I mean, I did. I just, like, poured. I mean, my shirt was soaked from my tears. You know, mascara was in more places than it should ever be, you know. And, but And I didn't even know that it was like this turning point in my life. I just was like, all right, I gave it my all. Like, and I was actually a little disappointed right when I got home from that, because I even told my husband, I said, you know, I just was expecting some sort of like healing or word of knowledge or something. And I didn't even realize that, like, what the magnitude of what I had done there, you know. And so it was little bits every day. Like, I came home just like so not on fire for God, like, but in love with him. Like I was like bursting at the seams with love for God, you know, and for Jesus and for Holy Spirit and for people. Like, I had never, that was not my story. I didn't really love people very much. I loved my people, you know, but I really love all the people. And oh my goodness, God just gave me this heart for everybody. And to see people come closer to him, to share my story, to have other people have stories like that. And so that's pretty much my testimony. I mean, ever since that moment, there have been more prayers answered than I could have ever imagined. I nearly audibly heard the Holy Spirit, not totally audibly, but like nearly. It was, you know, so strong. But my life is different for having given him my all.
I love your story. Like, I don't think when you said it's not as compelling, I was like, that made me like almost want to cry. Like, that just felt so like, it's so warm and loving, and I just love being in your presence, because I just feel like the joy of the Lord just is so radiant out of you, and it just feels good to be in your presence. So thank you for coming on the show, and we are so excited to dig more into this topic on hearing from God. And we do have to go to a commercial break very soon, but when we do come back, I know that you know, I have some juicy questions, not that I like wrote down, but are just stirred in my heart that I really want to ask you, and hopefully our guests would love to hear. We will be with you soon. There's nobody better than web. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning back into the Jack and Nicole Show. And I just thank you for bearing with us tonight, because we are having some technical difficulties here in the office. And, you know, I just wanted to apologize if the volume sounded weird or anything at all. But if you have been with us the last segment, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, sticking with us tonight, even though the volume's a little bit weird. But me and my guest, Laura Groth, were just talking about, you know, she was sharing her testimony with the Holy Spirit and how God really, you know, struck her heart when she was a teen, and how God has now cultivated that relationship now in her adulthood. And so a lot of the, you know, junior high and high school kids, or even people will just come up to me and they'll say, well, how do I know that I'm hearing from God? How do I know when I'm praying to him that I'm going to hear him correctly? And so I just wanted to dig a little deeper with my guest Hart and have her share some of her personal experiences with the Holy Spirit, and just to kind of give us a better understanding on when and not we are hearing from the Lord.
Okay. well, you know, God says that when you search for him with your whole heart, you'll find him. And that, to me, is the very first step in hearing from Holy Spirit. You have to search for him. You have to seek him. And seeking for him means to, like, strive for him and just, like, diligently seek. Not just, you know, hey, God, you there? Oh, no, I guess not. You know, and so that's step one, okay? Because he's going to see your heart in this. He's going to hear you when you really are looking for him. Some ways I've heard from Holy Spirit are I have felt very strong feelings within me, and I never advise to like live your life by feelings, okay? But there have been very strong feelings inside me For example, I've shared this with Jacqueline before. One night I woke up with a very strong feeling like I had to pray and pray in the Holy Spirit in tongues. And I had no idea why. And it was a bad feeling. Like I almost felt sick to my stomach. And I, like I said, I didn't know why. And I prayed and I prayed and I actually sang a little bit. Again, I'm not a singer. I just love to sing. but I just prayed probably for 10, 15 minutes. I had no idea why. I didn't know who it was about, what it was about, anything. The next morning, I got the same feeling, just this strong, like, blah feeling in my gut. And I was like, I don't know what this is. I guess I'm just going to have to pray again. And so I prayed. And in fact, actually, it's kind of funny. I was driving my girls to school. And in the back, I mean, they were like 5, 6, and 4 or something at the time. And I was praying in tongues audibly. And they said, Mommy, are you praying? Are you speaking Spanish right now? And the other one says, no, she's not speaking Spanish. She's speaking sign language.
Aww,
anyway, so
it
just
cute.
Was kind of funny. But so I prayed again, and I said, I'm really sorry, girls. And I just prayed in the spirit like the entire time. And then a couple minutes after I got home from dropping them off, my husband called me and said, there was a situation at work, let's say. And generally, through all of my praying, I think, he, like, arrives on the scene of, like, dangerous situations, like, after everything has happened, so he's not really in, like, harm's way most of the time, and on those specific calls, I should say, and so I always have in my mind that he is out of harm's way, and he calls me and tells me about, you know, something that's happened, some, you know, dangerous situation about a man pointing a gun and him eventually being shot, and there's, you know, chasing and whatever. And I said, okay, but you, like, weren't there, right? He's like, no, I was the one that he pointed the gun at. I was like, oh, and I, like, fell backwards, like, literally fell backwards. So that is one way. That was the strong feeling. There's, like, for myself, when I pray for, you know, specific, like a yes or a no kind of thing, generally it's not like a, yes, Laura, you have my permission or something. It's, I get like this, it feels like a ball in my stomach, like a tinfoil ball. And that's my no. Like, I know for certain that that's a no. A lot of times if, like, when I'm praying, you know, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? If there's like a fear about the situation, like, oh, I'm scared to do this. This is really scary. That's actually my yes, because, perfect love casts out fear, and I don't like fear to live inside me. Anyway, that's the thing me and God, you know, are working on in me. You know, a lot of times, because in life it's a lot of yes or no's, you know, that you're praying about, like, should I do this or should I do that kind of thing. And I found that sometimes instead of a yes or a no, he likes to reveal. And when I say reveal, it'll be thoughts that come up in your head, you know, and they sound a lot like your thoughts. They feel a lot like your thoughts, but they're not your thoughts. They're his thoughts. And, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, like, it's like, well, and it'll seem very natural to you, and like, oh, I thought that was my idea, but then it works out in such a God-perfect way that it's like, oh, that was not me. Like, I am not that cool to figure all that out. I don't know where I was going with this, to be honest. So.
No, I love that because, you know, really I just wanted to, tonight, to create an environment for people to have basic, just through our personal, you know, conversation on how they know when they're hearing from God. Because a lot of times, you know, I feel like the enemy wants to steal our confidence in hearing from the Lord. And so the Word of God, you know, talks about how the enemy is the father of all lies. And so he'll always will put, you know, anytime you're going to have a discouraging thought in your mind about, you know, your self-worth, your confidence, can I hear from God, anything that's going to be negative on any level, Lord, is always the enemy trying to steal the Lord's joy or the Lord's voice out of you. Like, he can't, but God always speaks to us in a still small voice. And so the enemy is always there to just constantly berate us to say, well, no, like, you're not smart enough to hear from God, or you're not close enough to hear from God. Hmm. But, you know, what I found is that, you know, God spoke to me before I was really walking with him.
Yeah.
And so God will pursue us, and, you know, he created us, so we're his children, and he loves us. And I love to build confidence in other people on, yes, you can hear from God, and even if it's not an audible voice, like how we may think if it's not an audible voice, we're like super bummed, and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm not hearing from God. How come so-and-so hears it? But the thing is that God is very relational, and he's very personal, and so the way that he talks to you may be different on how he talks to your friend or your mom or dad. You know, some of the ways that we hear from the Lord can be similar in styles of how he communicates, but it's always personal to us because we're his kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just like you were saying, it's personal. I know a lot of people that get peace, you know, when they pray for an answer, you know, when they and they get peace regarding a specific direction to go. And like I said, I get the grumbly, you know, like, stomach feeling, and that's my no. So, I mean, yes, it is technically peace for the yes, you know, but it's the, like, what sticks out in my mind, you know, is that gross stomach feeling, you know, and but other people would be like, well, where's the peace? And I'm like, well, where's the grumbly?
Right.
You know, so it is very personal.
Absolutely, because a lot of times, too, I always like to say, let peace be your empire.
Mm-hmm.
So peace should be, you know, if like you're watching baseball, you know, three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
If you don't have peace about something, then I wouldn't do it, regardless of how small or how big the situation is.
Yeah.
That's a really big key for me, is anytime I don't have peace. Now, there's a difference between not having peace and then feeling fear.
Yes.
You know, so if you're coming down with like a lot of discouragement or anxiety or dark thoughts or negative thoughts, you know, that's going to be the enemy trying to snatch away the peace that God wants to give you. Now, if you just don't have peace, like something just doesn't seem right, your spirit would know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way that I can encourage people to know the difference between that is I encourage you in your prayer life to, you know, ask God questions. There's something that I love to do that a guest and I were talking about, and we're going to have to bring that up on the next segment, but it's a fun way to talk to God and to give him our worries, but at the same time, it allows us to learn between peace and fear and God's yes and his no. And I think, you know, the more confident we get in those areas of our lives, the more comfortable we are about asking God things and doing in our heart what we feel the Holy Spirit is leading us to do.
Yeah. Practice is absolutely imperative. Like, it really is. And I think people just assume that they're going to hear the audible voice of God, you know, as soon as they ask him a question. But you have to practice. You have to get to know what he sounds like to you.
100%.
Yeah.
So we are just so thankful that you stuck with us during, you know, the sound. And we hope it gets better. And we will be with you guys soon.
V. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. And I just appreciate everyone's patience because we have had, you know, a little bit of technical difficulties with our sound tonight. But if you are tuning in, we just thank you for being with us tonight and bearing with us. And a lot of times I know that, you know, when God puts a message on our hearts and the enemy's just going to do everything he can to fight this. And we're like, nope, we're making the last two segments home runs. So we're just going to have fun. And we just thank you, like we said, for being with us tonight. If you guys weren't here the last two segments, me and my amazing guest, Laura Groth, who is a dear friend of mine, we're just talking about practical ways that we can hear from God and hear from the Holy Spirit. And one of those ways is leading by peace. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that me and another guest were talking about before was something that I like to do anytime I had a worry, and it really helped me talk to God, and it helped me build a relationship with him when I was under stress or I had a worry. And I got this idea from a book written by, her name was Linda Dillo. I had to think about it for a minute, but I think it was called Calm My Anxious Heart. Hmm. So I triple dog dare you to get that book if you have the guts, because in the beginning it seems like kind of an innocent book, but I got the Audible version on audible.com. So it's a real, how do I want to say this? it will dig up stuff in your heart that you think that you've like settled and let go of. And she has a really good way of being kind of blunt about it, but I like that because it helps me kind of put things in perspective, like where my soul's at. And anyway, so back on topic, she had an idea of making, my friend calls it a peace box, or I called it a worry box. So anytime I had a worry, I would write it down. And the cool thing about that is this morning it was just in my heart to read those. So I, you know, took out the worry box and I read all these prayers that I had wrote to God. And I'm reading this and I just start becoming overwhelmed with joy because he had answered so many of them. So it was like 80% of those I already received answers to. You know, and it just made me feel, when we can remember, you know, the prayers that he's answered or the direction he's given us, it gives us this confidence, like, oh my gosh, like God is so cool. He's so rad. Like he just shows up, you know. And then I'm reading this on where my thoughts were months ago. And then knowing now, you know, how he provided that solution. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was worried about this little tiny thing. He like grossly overcompensated that for me and gave me so much more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's like one way that I like to talk to God is by writing, you know, and then that helps. I don't know if there's anything that you have that you do that's kind of like your own quirky thing that you want to share.
You know, I don't really know that I do. I just, for me, it does seem to be unique in that I don't really hear other people saying it's like that for them, but literally it's like his thoughts are mine. Like I was alluding to earlier, like it, I don't know sometimes where the separator is, you know, I don't know what is mine, what is his. That does not mean I'm saying I'm like holier than thou or I know everything about God or anything, you know, nothing like that. It just is that I have asked him for his thoughts and his heart and, you know, his words to speak to people. And so I truly feel like, okay, so I give like words of knowledge to people, you know, and I, encourage them. And when that happens, it is an overwhelming, like, this is what is in my heart. It's not like, oh God, you put that in my heart for them. I don't realize it until afterwards. They're, you know, generally like a sobbing mess and they're like, how did you know? Like, I'm like, it wasn't me, it was God. Like, but, it's just, it's, those are my thoughts towards them. That is my, you know, feelings towards them. And, so that is somewhat unique to me, you know, I guess. But I don't really have anything. I have the desire to journal. Okay. I just don't make the time to journal. Right. But no, I mean, there's really, we just, every morning we say, you know, right when we wake up, it's good morning, Holy Spirit. And, you know, we speak to Holy Spirit, not in some crazy weirdo way, you know, we don't like light candles to Holy Spirit or anything like that, you know, just good morning, Holy Spirit. We yield to you today. I'm going to take you through the whole thing. Okay.
Oh,
the whole thing,
what
we do, me and my girls. Okay. So, we yield to you today. We give you permission to use us today. Let our thoughts be your thoughts. Let our words be your words. Let our heart be your heart. What else? I'm a growth. I hear your voice, Holy Spirit. We listen and obey right away to what you say, even if it's cray-cray.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
So, you know, and just that's, and then there's more, you know, but that's what we do. We just acknowledge him as he is a part of the Trinity, okay? Like, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I also don't even say the Holy Spirit because it's not the God, the Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So
I never thought of that.
I just call him Holy Spirit like he's a person. So, because he is, he is my best friend. Okay. Like he is, I talk to him before I talk to my husband, certainly before I talk to friends, you know, but he's it, man. He's like my beginning and end, and he's my, He's everything that Jesus says he is in the Bible. Like he's actually that to me too. Like because I've made him, I've let him be, you know, I've invited him into those parts. He didn't get to be my best friend by me putting up a shield and saying, no, not that part yet.
Right.
You know, so.
I love that. You know, I'm kind of going to drop another book in their lap.
Okay.
Because I was like, I don't know why it's coming to me, but this is just, you know, my personal growth. Because, you know, how I started learning more about who Holy Spirit was mm-hmm. a book that was given to me when, do you know John and Lisa Bevere?
Yeah.
So this was really super cool, but at the church that I was going to at the time, so it was still Living Word Bible Church, but this was the Ahwatukee campus.
Okay.
And so I was new to church. I had grown up in church when I was little. So my mom raised me in a Christian church, and I always loved Jesus since I was a little kid. But then, you know, from about junior high, you know, I forget how old you are in junior high. Maybe you're like 12, 13.
Yeah, 12, 13, 14, something like
all
that.
All the way until 25. I wasn't in the church anymore.
Okay.
So, you know, I always loved God in my heart, but I kind of put him in a box. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life. And it really wasn't because I woke up one day and I thought, you know, I'm not going to believe in God. It was just when you're young, or I guess, you know, you don't have to be a little kid. This is just my story. But when you're not surrounded by an environment that's constantly, you know, putting the word of God in your heart,
yeah,
then it's so easy to drift away. It could happen to any of us. You mm-hmm. know, any of us, we can decide, well, I'm too busy to make time for God or to go to church or to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not putting anybody down. We all face that challenge, but it's like at the same time you can't afford not to.
Yeah.
Because when you drift away, yeah. that's where your heart can become more calloused, or the Bible calls it stiff-necked. It's really just saying, like, hey, you know, like, this is just as important as brushing your teeth and flossing, but even more. I'm just kind of using that as an example. You know, when you neglect something, mm-hmm. it starts to rot. So
yeah.
you neglect to brush your teeth, they're going to get pretty nasty. And your dentist is going to say, we got some decay, you have cavities.
Right.
So you don't want to give your soul a cavity
yeah.
by not, you know, spending time with God every day or praying every day, you know, getting a verse in your heart, going to church. And it's not for rules, because you need to do those things to be a good Christian. But we do that to have a relationship, just like anyone else
yeah.
you have a relationship with.
I've heard, you know, and honestly, I cannot remember who said it, but I heard a quote that if you haven't read the Bible in a while, you shouldn't be guilty, you should be hungry.
There, absolutely.
Like, and it is. It's the perspective that you have. You know, if you feel guilt for not having, you know, read the Bible or prayed more or whatever, then your relationship with God isn't maybe, like, it's not personal enough. You're holding him away a little bit, you know. He's a little bit out of reach for you, and that's not true. He is totally, you know, all you have to do is, like, ask him.
Ask
you know, like, and just talk to him. Like, he already knows what's in your heart. He already knows you and what you're about. Like, all he needs is, like, that acknowledgement. Like,
right.
you know, and honesty and humility, like, coming to him. Like, and isn't it funny that, like, some people find that to be so difficult to be humble with the person that actually made them.
Right.
You know?
And I know, like, as girls, like, it's so easy for me to get off topic sometimes, because I'll, like, share so much backstories. But the one book that I was going to talk about, I was like, I'm so sorry, I got off, like, track there for a minute. But the book was given to me, so John Bevere did come to Living Word Ahwatukee.
Okay.
So he wrote this book called Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage anybody to, you could go on Amazon and buy it, you know, it's probably, like, $10 or less. But what he goes through, it's kind of, it's like a pre-made journal. So you read a couple Ooh. Chapters about the Holy Spirit and who he is, his character. And then there's questions, like personal questions, and kind of like a Q&A between yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's awesome.
And I don't even think I even made it through the whole book, because just those first mm-hmm. like couple chapters, I kept going through it over and over again. It taught me so much. And, you know, it really helped me kind of build that foundation with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So that's one resource that I would recommend, you know, if somebody is new to, you know, Holy Spirit's character, His nature, like, what does that mean, technically?
Yeah. I have a book also, okay? So, whatever your feelings are about the author, just set them aside. Because there's a lot of, you know, either people love them or, you know, whatever. That is not...
The experts at web.com
Benny
want to build
Hinn
your
wrote
business
a
successful website
Good Morning,
for
Holy
free,
Spirit.
Just like we
and
did
it,
for these current web.com customers.
We've it takes you through his journey designers. Getting to know
no
Holy Spirit. And again, whatever,
can build your website
whatever
in as
feelings
as
you have
days free.
About
Plus,
him.
We'll promote it on all the major search engines. If
just
after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken.
Thank you so much, everybody, for just bearing with us tonight. Like, seriously, I can't stop laughing over here. So, anyways, tonight has been a little bit of a technical difficulty, and I know it's not typical for the shows that we have had in the past, but we are doing the most that we can to keep it
the best we can with what we have.
For you. So, you know, and I think that's a good example of how life is in general, because here's the bottom line. In life, things aren't always going to go the way that we've planned, that we've imagined, and so we either can get, you know, our feelings hurt and get really sad and just want to throw in the towel like our flesh wants to do and be like, you know what, that's it, I quit, this stinks. But you know what God has taught me is that it's really not about our own strength or our own intelligence. When we have a relationship with Him, we can pull into. Mm-hmm. He's the genius. He's got so much awesome confidence that He can lend us if we're feeling short that day.
Amen, sister.
Whether in our height or in our confidence. But, you know, if you guys weren't here, me and my guest, Laura Groth, we were just sharing fun and practical ways on how we talk to God in our personal lives. And I kind of wanted this, you know, conversation to be a little bit different. And boy, did I get what I was asking for. I'm talking about different. We got different timing, different mics, different sound. And, you know, I hope that even in the midst of all that, you guys are still able to have fun with us at home and, you know, here's some things that can benefit your personal life. So we just appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. But before we went to commercial, Laura Groth was talking about, we technically didn't go to commercial because we didn't know that we were in commercial. That's terrible, but it's the truth. So I'm not sure if you heard her talking over the commercials or not, but she was sharing a book from Benny Hinn called Good Morning, Holy Spirit. So if you want to start maybe a little bit again, I don't think they got it.
It just is it just takes us through, the readers through his journey into, what his relationship with Holy Spirit, like how it grew and, you know, whatever your feelings are about him, the dude is tight with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Like there is no contesting that. That's pretty much the end of that story.
That's awesome, Ken. You know, one of the things that I was going to share, too, and this is, I know it's like a little bit off topic slightly, but it was in my heart to share. It was, you know, when people say, well, I don't have a relationship with God right now, so I can't hear from Him, or I'm not going to church, I don't read the Bible, I don't pray, you know, you're going to start to feel discouraged, but Here is where I was at. When I was 19, I think that was probably one of the darkest times in my life, just because both my parents had gotten a divorce. Me and my mom just moved into an apartment by ourselves, and I had come out of, okay, so I'm going to school under both of, you know, my parents' roof, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden now I have to be an adult, and then I'm working full-time to save up money to buy a car to go to college. And not only that, but throw in an unhealthy relationship with the guy, and, you know, you're just not making the best decisions. So I'm in a place where I have fear and anxiety just roaring up you know, my heart and my spirit is just totally dismantled with, there's no peace, just anxiety. And my mom bought me this book from Joyce Myers called Battlefield of the Mind. I know we're throwing a lot of resources at you, but hey, you know.
We're readers, all right?
We are. This is what helps us. It's like practical. I'm not going to try to make it fancier than what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of where I started pursuing God, where I was just, my heart was seeking him. I needed answers to how am I going to overcome this. You know, my life is just, I'm in over my head. Yeah. And, you know, not going to church at this time, but I had a dream, and that's another way that God mm-hmm. speaks to us is in dreams. So if you remember any of the stories in the Bible, God has talked to a lot of the prophets in dreams, a lot of people. He talked to Mary. He talked to Moses and Abraham. Yeah. So I had this dream when I was 19 where I was in the old house of where both my parents
Yeah.
You know, where we used to live. And my phone rings in the dream. And for whatever reason in my spirit, I knew that was God calling me.
Mm.
And so I go to pick up the phone. And in my dream, I'm like, is this God? But when I heard his voice say yes, I don't care who tells me, oh, yeah, but that was just a dream. I know my personal experience. And that's one thing is no one can argue someone's experience with the Lord.
Yeah.
Because it's personal. But when I heard his voice say yes, my whole body was consumed with his spirit of love. And it wasn't unlike anything that I've experienced here on earth, but just feeling that love and the presence of love, because God is love. That's what the scriptures say. It was just put my heart at peace. And I only had one question for him. And I asked, is everything going to be okay? And I heard him say yes again.
Oh.
And so when he said that to me, you know, I'm 19, I'm feeling broken, I'm not going to church, you know, I'm thinking, wow, he's pursuing me, mm-hmm. he's reaching out to me. And I think that's what really captivated my heart, because I wasn't doing anything that would be considered worthy in the eyes of the world, like got all my gold stars lined up in a row.
Yeah.
I said all my prayers and went to church this many times. I should hear from God now. It's not like we have to do certain things, but it's when our heart is just, you know, open and soft towards him. We have a willing spirit. And that was in my hour of desperation and cry, you know, I heard him. So when I'm waking up out of this dream from hearing his voice, my whole body just has like this it felt like it was, like, vibrating, like an energy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you were to I've never been electrocuted. I hope to God I won't.
Yeah.
But it was, like, you just feel this power, like, running through your veins and your heart and your spirit. It's like, I can't explain it, but I come out of that dream. It was so real to me. It was so personal to me. And I remember, you know, waking up and running to go find my mom. And oh, my gosh, I heard God's audible voice in my dream. That's not common, but I do know that, you know, when God calls us and he wants to talk to us, he can do any means he wants to get our attention and to get our hearts.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to share that to encourage someone out there. If, you know, they feel lost or they walked away from God, does it mean that he won't talk to you?
Yeah.
And you can't hear him?
He's waiting to hear from people, generally. He's there. Like, he's, like willing, you know, like, he's, like, talking. But it's the people that need to be willing to listen.
Right.
You know, like, because they're like, God, me, this, God, me, this, God, me, that, God, me, this, you know. Mm-hmm. But not, like, God, what about you? You
right.
know, like, it's that, what about you? Like, it just shows that you're interested in him. And not just you.
Sorry. No, that's so important. Seeking his face and his presence, like his being, not just his presence that are under the tree. Because you have to think of God as a relationship, too. Like, what if you had a friend who every time they invited you out to lunch and you never said one word and all they did was talk about themselves? And I'm not putting anyone down, but I'm sure we could at least think of somebody in our life.
Everybody can think of somebody,
that, you know,
we might have even have been that person.
We could have been that person. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, how does that make you feel? Like, if there's a one-sided friendship and they're always talking about themselves and you never get to share your heart, well, you know, hearing from God, it's all about a relationship, just like you would have with a person, but you're having it with the creator of the universe who created.
No pressure.
But who created and destined you for a purpose and a calling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's so cool, knowing that God, the creator of the universe, wants to have a relationship with me, who is love. You know, and so we're his kids. He just wants a family.
Yeah.
So I hope that some of the things that we talked about were able to encourage you in your personal journey. And before we end tonight, was there anything left on your heart that you wanted to share at all? Oh, I did think of something. One of those friends was like, oh, you want to talk about it? I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Let's talk more about me again.
Okay, what did you think of?
I just thought of something I wanted to share and have you chime in, because it reminded me what you do with your daughters in the morning, how you talk to the Holy Spirit. So it's about having confessions.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do for myself, I also teach my students to do, is writing down confessions. So writing down a list of anything that maybe you struggle with, that you're insecure about, that you fear.
Yeah.
And finding a scripture, the truth of God, and writing the opposite of that. And then that list is your new confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that, you know, you could even Google it. But speaking confessions, I think, you know, floods your mind and your heart and your spirit with truth.
Yeah.
And I think it also floods just the environment around you. You're going to receive truth into your heart when you're speaking God's truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually like scientific that, I mean, this goes beyond, you know, believing in God, not believing in God, whatever. It's very scientific that your mind
experts
will believe
at web.com
what it hears
want to build
you
your
saying.
Business a successful website for free, just like we did.